This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Well, I saw an owl hold a candle in the wind. The breeze blew fast and hard and lit up both his wings. The owl flew bright and high deep into the night. Never to return, he shines in eternal. Swimming fast and wild and free. The whale turned blindly to the left and in his right. He left the blessed soul shining in eternal light. Well, I'm yours and you are mine. Hold me, feed me, burn me, leave. I don't tell lies, I don't believe you are yours and I am mine. Open windows, open doors. Well, I saw a wolf take a fork to feed his kin. The sky opened up and then filled the space within. The waves through the water carried them far out of sight. Never to come back, they shine in eternal light. I'm yours and you are mine. Hold me, feed me, burn me, leave. I don't tell lies, I don't believe you are yours and I am mine. Open windows, open doors. With the mud, he said, if you can seal me, I will give you all of my love. The snake buried deep while the mud just held him tight. And both of them now they shine in eternal light. Well, I'm yours and you are mine. Hold me, feed me, burn me, leave. I don't tell lies, I don't believe you are yours and I am mine. Open windows, open doors. I'm yours and you are mine. Hold me, feed me, burn me, leave. I don't tell lies, I don't believe you are yours and I am mine. Open windows, open doors.
That's Caroline Cotter. She's not a stranger to the Folk Show, but she may be a stranger to you. Her album is called Home on the River, and that tune, Eternal Light, is from that album. We had a chance to visit with Caroline last spring, and it's a real treat to have her back in our studio as she's going to be doing some shows in our neck of the woods. Welcome back to the Folk Show, Caroline.
Thank you. Hi.
So Eternal Light, can you talk about that a little bit? What does that mean for you?
For me, it was about my first trip up to Alaska. I went to Alaska a few years ago for a summer tour. And I spent about 2 weeks up there and toured around the road system playing shows all over, and was really struck by the natural beauty. You know, you've been there. Mm-hmm. And the midnight sun. Yeah.
It's a different kind of energy, complete different kind of energy, isn't
it? It is. It's so cool.
You can accomplish so much in a day.
That's true.
In the summertime, anyway.
True. Yeah.
And so I know you were going to be doing some traveling to support the release of Home on the River. How's that been going?
It's been going great. I think since the last time I saw you, I had just come back from Europe when I saw you last, and I went back for a really wonderful 28-date tour in 6 countries in the fall. That was the highlight of the past few months, and since then have been touring around the Northeast as well as the Southeast.
Mm-hmm. And so that took you to New Orleans, right?
Correct, yes. That was the southernmost point on this last tour mm-hmm. in January. It's great down there.
Was it a little warmer?
A little bit. Yeah. We are in New Hampshire, so yes, it was warmer.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
What are you going to play for us next before we tell folks where you're going to be?
Sure. I'll play you a song that that is not on the album. How about that?
Sure.
Sure. This is a newer song. It's one that I wrote for my grandfather. My grandfather was from Rhode Island. He died when he was 104 years old. And my dad called me and asked if I would sing at the funeral.
Oh, wow.
So this is a song that I wrote for my grandpa and his funeral. It's called The Call.
Oh, nice. The Call from Caroline Cotter, a tune she wrote for her granddad. You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio. Caroline has some shows that we're going to be telling you about, and we'll do that in just a moment. Here as The Folk Show continues at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Sometimes our friends get a little stuck, obsessing over a topic or a story, a vague text. Because you're a good friend, you listen. But when the news gets fixated, maybe you're less patient. On Morning Edition, we cover what's happening in the world, in art, science, and education. You get the news you need, then we move on. Don't get stuck. Listen to Morning Edition every weekday from NPR News.
You'll find Morning Edition with Rick Ganley here at New Hampshire Public Radio from 5 a.m. till 9. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Bluebird Self-Storage, locally owned, striving for excellent customer service, offering true climate control and pickup for new customers. Now open in Greenland, bluebirdstorage.com. This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and some shows that are coming up that you might be interested in, because Caroline Cotter is going to be there March 7th at the Riverwalk Cafe in Nashua. So tell us what folks can expect at that show, Caroline.
Well, I'm excited to go back to the Riverwalk. I've been there a few times, and this time I've got some help. I have a drummer that will be with me and an upright bass player. And so I've been performing there solo in the past, and I'm really excited to have my two friends come with me.
And you'll have somebody else as a special guest as well?
Right. Mm-hmm. Max Shaken.
Okay. Right. And folks may be familiar with Max because...
Parsons Field. Yeah, okay. He's right. He's in the band Parsons Field.
And then on March 23rd, you're going to be over in Portsmouth with a co-bill with the Oshima Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
That's at the Soul Cafe Music Series at North Church, and I'm not really familiar with that series.
I am not yet either, but okay. I've heard really great things, and I know the Oshima Brothers. They're absolutely wonderful.
Excellent.
So that I'm also looking forward to.
Then over in the Lakes region on April 5th at the Art and Soul Concert Series at Yoga Jaya.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And in Portsmouth again at Book and Bar. So we're familiar with that series. That's a solo show. So no help on the Moultonboro show or the Portsmouth show.
Right. Correct.
And that's on the one in Portsmouth at the Book and Bar is on April 11th. Do you have some new tunes that you've been kind of airing out lately?
I do. That was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I have another one that I might play for you a little bit later. And I'm currently in a songwriting group with a couple other songwriters in Portland. And it's the song a week type of a group. So we just started. And I did get my first song written for that group. We'll see what happens the next 5 weeks.
So about the album, Home on the River, what's the river? Is there a river or is it just any river?
There is a river and also any river. For me, the Salmon Falls River that goes through South Berwick, Maine, where my grandmother lived and where my mom grew up and where my mom lives. So for me, that is the first river that I'm referring to in that song. But it occurred to me that this is sort of the theme of my life right now. A floating home, if you will, being out in the world and carrying my home with me.
That's the way life is, though, isn't it? It's like a journey. It's like a river.
Mm-hmm. Right.
How about another tune?
Sure. This next song is another one from the album, and it's called Found.
I wake up next to you and say I'm excited for today. The sky's that shade of blue, her beauty mirrored in the bay. With windows wide open, we can see the trees that gather around. I smile 'cause I know today must be the day I feel found. I'm up to see the sun stretch her way from rest. I hear the welcome sounds of friends singing from their nests. Firm on the ground, 'cause I feel found. I roll all through the mountains, I go swimming through the waves, explore beyond the pastures, and take solace in the caves. And by a choir of family.
Caroline Cotter here on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Caroline, is peace of mind something you have or something that you strive for?
Ooh, depends on what day. It's always something I'm striving for.
And how do you strive for it? What's your practice? Do you have a practice of striving for peace of mind?
I think that song, I know you're referring to the title of the, maybe the next song I'll play you, but for me, yeah, peace of mind was written in a time when I felt like I had finally listened to the calling that was really important to me. I had been performing as a musician, writing my own songs for 9 years before I left any other type of work, side jobs, day jobs, and pursued music fully. And so for me, it refers to a time in my life when I couldn't sleep at night. I had not a lot of peace of mind. Uh-huh. And then to finally feel like I was on the journey that allowed me to sleep at night is really what that's about.
I think it's, you know, for me, it's a practice. I have to practice at it because it doesn't happen naturally for me.
No, I would not say it comes naturally for me either.
It seems to me that when you're a songwriter, there's always a song going through your head, right?
Mm-hmm,
and
right.
So it may stir up energy. It doesn't necessarily rest, right?
Right.
Is that how you find that some of your tunes are? They're just kind of floating and always kind of happening?
Absolutely. I striving for peace of mind was, I went to a 10-day Vipassana retreat. Have you heard of these?
Mm.
Silent meditation for 10 days. And it was funny to me how I just couldn't turn off the songs in my head. Not necessarily my own, but just any song, all the chatter. It's just, it's a challenge.
Where did you do that? I want to do that.
They have centers all over the place. So mm-hmm. You could go, probably the closest to here is Western Massachusetts.
Mm, Kripalu.
I don't know that Kripalu has the 10-day Vipassana meditations, but it's very close to there. The one that I did was in Jessup, Georgia, because I was touring in the Southeast.
Okay.
This was a couple years ago.
And you said, I'm going to go be quiet for 10 days.
Right. Well, and this was a decision that took about 9 years, but yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what about the next album? You've got Home on the River. Is there any plan to do another one?
Yes, there is. Yeah, I'm going to, this weekend, in fact, I'm going down to Boston to record a couple of new songs. And beyond that, I don't have plans for much more, but at least it's a start.
Just doing it one little thing at a time.
These songs have been with me now for too long, and I do want to share them with people in a recorded version. So that was the impetus for that. But whether or not I have 10 songs, you know, it's sort of, or whatever it takes to put out an album.
This would be your third album, right?
Right. I've been writing songs and putting out albums for a while, but probably the third that would make it onto radio.
Sure. The first album really made it to top 5 on the folk DJ chart.
That was Dreaming As I Do, and that was a few years ago.
Yeah.
But I do have some other lots of recordings out there from 2007 and on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. It's a real treat to have Caroline Cotter in the studio. She's going to be over at the Riverwalk Cafe in Nashua on March 7th with Max Shaken opening. She's also going to have a band with her. So when you say you have a band with you, that means a stand-up bass and
percussion.
And percussion.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
sounds like fun.
I think it will be.
Yeah.
And we just played together last month in Boston, in Cambridge, actually, at Atwood's Tavern. And so this will be our second show together.
You're listening to The Folk Show at NHPR. We're going to take a quick break and come back and hear some more from Caroline Cotter here on The Folk Show.
Time is running out for you to help shorten NHPR's March Fun Drive, while also getting entered into a drawing to win an incredible trip to Anchorage, Alaska, where you can soar above glaciers, stay up late to see the northern lights or the midnight sun. You'll also be entered to win our grand prize, a trip for two to Honolulu, Hawaii, courtesy of Milne Travel American Express. Don't wait. Give now to support the news you trust and the NHPR programs you love at nhpr.org.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners in Symphony, New Hampshire, performing Mozart 40 and Elgar Cello Concerto on Saturday, March 9th at Nashua, and Sunday, March 10th in Concord. Tickets at symphonynh.org. Well, it's a real treat to have Caroline Cotter in the studio. Her album is called Home on the River, and she's got some shows coming up. We want to make sure that you know that she's going to be over at the Riverwalk Cafe in Nashua on March 7th. Caroline, do you have another tune you want to play for us?
I do. You mentioned Peace of Mind, so this is called Peace of Mind. It's the first track on the album.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to keep up with fashion. I don't want to pick a fight. I don't want to say I love you just to make this feel all right. I don't want to make a buck just to spend it to feel fine. I just want some peace of mind. And I don't want a diet just to make me look thin. I don't want to cough up drama just to mask the mess I'm in. And I don't want to brag. And I don't want to prove I'm right. I just want some peace of mind. Ooh, I just want some peace of mind.
Album Home on the River, Caroline Cotter, and Peace of Mind here at NHPR. Now, Caroline, we kind of talked before we went on the air about summertime, and you said, how was your summer? And I had a hard time remembering summer. But and with all this cold weather, it's been really hard to really kind of get in that summertime feel. But do you have any plans for your summer? Have you etched that out yet? You know what's going to be happening? Another trip to Europe or some festivals? What's on your agenda?
I do have a few festivals that I'm doing. One is All Roads Music Fest in Belfast, Maine. I'm looking forward to that. Another is, one in September, the Joe... I'm going to butcher it. I'm not even going to tell you. It's on my website.
Okay.
The summer is coming together. I'll just say that.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to Europe in May before the Belfast All Roads Music Fest.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite part about traveling abroad?
Ooh, that's a hard question. Well, I like that when I go overseas and I play in Europe, it's just these short drives between drastically different cultures and history and architecture and language.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really fun for me. When I was there last time, I went from the Netherlands to Belgium to France, Spain, back up through Germany, and then down to Switzerland. I mean, it was just and this is all at the most 6-hour drives. So it's shorter drives, bigger cultural blasts.
Right, you get to see a lot.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think has been the biggest highlight since we met last?
since we met last. Mm-hmm. I played a festival in Alaska where Brandi Carlile also played. Mm-hmm. And so playing on that stage before she played on it was pretty exhilarating. I also, that must have been in August. And then in September, I went to Fresh Grass in Western Massachusetts and played that festival, which I had never been to before, and that was really great. And I got to see the Indigo Girls play. I love them.
Mm-hmm. it's a really neat place to see shows, isn't it? Mm-hmm. At the Art Center?
It is. Yeah. It is, yep. And I even got to say hello to Amy Ray, which was exciting for me.
Fun. Good for you.
Yeah.
And so what are you looking forward to most in the next year?
The next year, I think I'm going to be playing more around the region, which feels nice. I mean, I've spent the past 4 years going far and wide, and I've been out to the West Coast several times and all over Europe, which I'm going to continue to do that. But it's nice to come back and be in this community in the Northeast and New England. So I'm looking forward to spending some more time around here and collaborating with folks more.
So an opportunity to do that, opportunity to see Caroline. Coming up, she's got several shows that are happening at a location near you, March 7th at the Riverwalk Cafe. That's in Nashua, and that's with Max Shaken opening. And on the 23rd, she'll be over at the Soul Cafe Music Series at North Church in Portsmouth in a co-bill with Oshima Brothers. A couple solo shows after that, April 5th at Art and Soul Concert Series at Yoga Jaya in Moultonboro, and then at the Book and Bar on April 11th, and that's in Portsmouth. Now, she's got a website, too, if you want to visit her website to find out any more about where she's going to be, or maybe you want to find out if she's doing any new releases, or maybe you want to watch a video. It's just CarolineCotter.com. And she spells Caroline, C-A-R-O-L-I-N-E, Cotter, C-O-T-T-E-R. Such a treat to have you here,
it's
Caroline.
It's so nice to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
One more tune for
sure,
us?
Sure, absolutely. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this song. This is a song that I wrote for my grandmother. She passed about 5 years ago, and she and I were very close. And when she died, I got to be with her. I'd never experienced that before. But it was a real honor to be the one to be with her. And she sends me messages every day. For the past 5 years, I've been receiving these messages from her, and it's the same message that she and my grandfather used to write to each other on cards, so my whole family knows what it means, and perhaps you know what it means. It's very clear and very simple. It's 1-4-3, because there's one letter in I, 4 letters in love, and 3 letters in you. The song is called 1-4-3.
When your breathing stopped and made 3 dots, sat beside the bed, your eyes were closed, and I hugged you close and squeezed your fragile hands. I whispered, you are doing well. When life set you free, and now we belong to someone new. That night you belonged to me. So I drove 1,000 miles west of where I thought was home. Shocks of love run through my bones. I know I'm not alone. Reminders on the dashboard clock and miles left to drive. The price of gas in Tennessee, and on the license plates of cars passing by. I am with you, 1-4-3. Hold my hand, say goodbye and sing to you. As far, as long, and as hard as you need. to the right. You're with me in the time. Ooh, you lead me to a new love. Ooh, in a Missouri hotel room, your soft and distant light, it shines on me. You are with me and I am with you.
Caroline Cotter for coming by the folk show. And good luck, Caroline, with those shows that are happening. You don't need any luck, though.
Thank you.
Just bring yourself and your peace of mind.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
This is NHPR.
Hi, I'm Laura Kanoy, host of The Exchange, asking you to help NHPR raise all the money in half the time. When you contribute a monthly amount that works for you, we all benefit from local, national, and international news. And for a limited time, when you give $10 a month or more as a sustainer, you can choose a four-pack of NHPR stainless steel straws, good for camping or swinging by the drive-thru. Don't wait. Give now at nhpr.org.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Meridian Construction, specializing in healthcare, education, and municipal building construction for over 25 years. When every detail matters, learn more at meridiannh.com. This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.